What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Second down, they blitz again. Daniels, though, has some time. Lets it rip, floating it deep down the field, going for Brown. He's got it! A perfect throw to De'Ami Brown!
Kevin Burkhardt on the call on Fox. Commanders, 45 points in Detroit. They are on to the NFC Championship game. What's good? And welcome back in. We're Grant and Danny. You are locked into the Fan, 6 days away from Washington making the trip to Philly. You and I made a trip to Philly earlier this year with our buddies, the law firm Condori and Murad, to watch the Commanders and the Eagles. We joked as we were checking out of our hotel. We joked in the morning on Tuesday as we left. Or I guess it was a Friday. That was
Friday morning. Yeah.
Thursday Night Football. We said, we'll be back here for the NFC Championship game.
And we laughed about it later.
No longer a joke, Danny.
Yeah, we will. As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As an exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with our estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Friday's field trip's going to be in Bethesda, Maryland. We are coming back across the river to Maryland, and we are going to broadcast from Caddy's.
The house the Riggleman built. Can't wait.
In Bethesda.
Legendary. From Bethesda!
Very good spot downtown. So Caddy's on Cordell.
On Cordell, yep.
Going to be a really, really good scene, I think. That'll be 2 days ahead of an NFC Championship game that Washington was never supposed to be in, and now they got house money, and all of a sudden, you know, people are feeling like, as an underdog, Washington's going to be frisky. They just played the team that they're playing to get to the Super Bowl and beat them a few weeks ago. But speaking of Super Bowls in this town, nobody we'd rather talk to about this run and about important football in January than Joe Theismann, who joins us on the guest hotline. Joe, thank you so much for the time, buddy. It is good to have you on the show. How about these Commanders?
How about them, huh? Wow, what a run. What a magical season, guys. And, you know, when they say 33 years since the last time we've been in a championship game, that doesn't sound as long as three decades. three decades has a ring to it like it, you know, it has been forever. But this football team is just so special in so many different ways. And the fans have just, you know, they've come out in droves to embrace what this football team has been able to do. And, you know, we used to talk about optimism and hopefully it will work well and the season would start well. And this has been an unbelievable run by an entire football team. We've had six kickers. I mean, Jaden has been, I don't know why he isn't in consideration or wasn't in consideration for an MVP of the league as well as rookie of the year, runaway rookie of the year. The defense is playing well. The offensive line has stepped up. I mean, it's been one total team effort that's been so much fun to watch.
So, Joe, through your eyes, someone who did it pretty damn well in his own right during your playing career at that position, what makes Daniels so special, so different?
I think it's his temperament, his composure. I think that's where it starts. The game was never too big. In the beginning of the year, I don't know whether we had this conversation, when somebody said, well, how's he going to handle all the pressure? I said, he's the Heisman Trophy winner. He's been under the microscope and people looking at him all of last year in college. Just stepping into this role, if you have the talent like he has, stepping into this role is not difficult. It's being able to understand and compute basically in your mind what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do with the offense. And he deserves a lot of credit for the way that he calls games as well. I remember Tom Moore, who coached Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, told me once, when Peyton was a rookie, he said, I want to do two things with him. I don't want to get him beat up physically, and I don't want to get him beat up mentally. And I think what Cliff has done with Jaden is wonderful because even though he runs a lot, people might say, well, you know, he's going to get beat up running. No, he's smart. He's a smart runner. He gets himself out of harm's way, and he very, very seldom ever takes that hit that sort of sets you down on the bench for a little while. But he throws the ball down the field. We haven't had somebody throw the ball down the field this well in decades, to be honest with you. He's accurate. He's cool under pressure. And it's a very interesting study for me, because when you have quarterbacks that have athleticism like he does, the tendency is to, I call it seeing ghosts. It's feeling pressure, but it's really not there, and then trying to escape somewhere. Jaden has tremendous focus down the field where he can stay with the targets. Even though somebody, you got free runners coming at him, he still makes the throw, makes the delivery. And then he has that sense of when to get out and make plays and do things that he needs to do. And he's an uncanny runner. I mean, really, guys, he makes people miss in so many different ways. You could put a list of 10 things that you really want to see in a quarterback. Forget about the rookie stuff. I'm talking about a flat-out quarterback. He checks every box, mentally and physically. He has great football intellect. You know, and what I mean by that is he has the ability to understand down in distance, where am I on the field? I can't take a sack, can't throw an interception on first down. That's football intellect to me.
Joe Theismann on G&D. Joe, it's one thing to have finally solved quarterback. It's the whole thing, frankly, in football. But even larger than that, before they found Jaden Daniels and decided he was their guy, this new ownership group took over. It has taken them, this is their first legitimate season running the team. This is their second year, but you know, they took over so late. This was their first offseason. It's basically taken them 1 year in control to have the correct structure, which was not the case here since Charlie Casserly, who was summarily dismissed as an executive of the year back in 2000. They haven't tried it since. GM hires coach, coach picks quarterback. And you look at the results. Now, this is a little bit more, I would say, impressive than anyone could have imagined. But how about the Harris ownership group and Adam Peters setting this whole thing up?
I think it starts right there. It always starts at the top. And I think in Adam's case, he's done a fantastic job putting this team together with Dan. Now, Josh, when he took over the football team and his ownership group, he did a wonderful thing, I think. He stepped back like any great executive. But when you take over a company, you want to take a look at what you have first. You can't make rash decisions, even if it's your vision right away. You want to step back and say, let's evaluate what we have. Let's evaluate who is on the team. And then we'll make adjustments accordingly. It's a great blend, this football team, of veterans and young guys. And really, if you go all the way back to the beginning of the season, when this football team had about 60% of the starting units that had never worn commander uniforms, your coaching staff was all new. Your offense was all new. Most of your defense was all new. We still went, you know, through the trials and tribulations of the kicking game and managed to be able to come out on top with that now, it seems. So as you look at this football team, there's so much newness. And I was saying it reminds me of 1981 when Joe Gibbs came here. We, we were a bunch of guys that got put together, had to learn a new system, had a new coaching staff to deal with. A lot of newness. We had veterans, and then we had a lot of young guys come in. And we started that season 0-5, and we finished 8-3. We finished very strong. This team has finished very strong with a lot of newness around it. And to me, it's just been fun to watch them play. They're killing me as far as cardiac arrest goes. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have a monitor on me. You know, my wife and I, Robin and I, were watching it the other day, and, you know, the last game, and it's like, you know, you wait for that moment when you're going to jump out of your chair and go, yes! And we've had a lot of them lately.
Joe, I want you referenced this, but I want you to go back. Can you remember, I know you guys, when you're together, you had that strong finish to the 81 season, and then 82, you guys are playing, you're playing good football. When did it go from we can do something here to we're going to do something? Like, when did you turn it from optimism, hopefulness, and the like to straight up belief that it was going to happen, which of course it eventually did?
I think the latter part of 81 is when we really started. I think not only us, but our coaching staff sort of had an idea of what we were, what we needed to be able to do. And Joe continued to challenge us. He always challenged us offensively. There's always something new coming in. We weren't going to sit down and just go with what we had, or we weren't satisfied with what we were doing. It was always an effort to strive to be better and better and better. And we challenged each other in practice. I think that's really where you get better. is you just don't go through the motions in practice. You try and score on the defense. They try and stop you. And it gets you ready for when you step into the arena. And that has to happen. And so I think the latter part of 81 is what really set the foundation for what we became for over a decade.
Joe, I said to someone last night that this locker room and this group of guys, they call it their brotherhood, is the tightest I've seen since 07 after the tragedy to Sean Taylor in the Gibbs locker room. And I would say 05 at the end of the year was similar to that. And even though those teams didn't go on deep runs, I had remembered my whole life, my mom, my dad, you know, people saying, oh, Joe Gibbs would do this, or it was so amazing. And I kind of understood it. Like, even though they weren't Super Bowl contenders, I said, man, this is unique. I haven't felt this. I get it. These guys all love each other. They love the staff. We've got that in this town right now. Number one, how is that built? And specific to Quinn, why has he made that work so quickly? How has he done it?
Well, I think first of all, I think these guys really respect one another. I mean, Dan's a player's coach. Now, people misinterpret what that means. They think that that's a coach that lets the players do what they want. No. What it is it's a coach that sets a standard, creates an environment and a culture, and then the players execute that environment and that culture. And there's expectations. There were expectations for this football team, certainly to say we're going to be an NFC championship game. If anybody ever told you that, they were sort of dreaming a little bit in the beginning of the year. But as this football team came together, you almost look at it, it's a team of destiny. You don't get years like this. This is a very unique experience for every member of that football team, every member of the coaching staff, and for every one of us that are fans in this city and all over the country that are listening. This is that opportunity that comes along almost, you know, once in a lifetime. How many teams have never gone back to Super Bowls? How many guys have never had a chance after they've been there once, has never seen it again? So what they're experiencing, what we're experiencing right now, is this almost once in a lifetime opportunity. I really feel like, and I felt this way when I was broadcasting, when I traveled around the country and I could walk in a locker room, I could sense whether that team had a real chance to be able to win by the brotherhood that's created, by the banter that you hear, by the interaction that you see. That, you know, they're a group of guys that really care about one another, and they're going to push each other in practice to get better. That's the way Daryl Green was with me. Daryl was one of the toughest guys I worked against, and he was on my own team, and he made it tough for me in practice. I had to get the ball out on time. If I didn't, he was going to, you know, he didn't really catch much because he'd probably had about 20 more interceptions, but God bless him, he'd be right there. I kid him all the time about that. But, I mean, he made me, and I think that's what this team has done. But you look at the leadership, you know, Terry on the offensive side, you know, Bobby on the defensive side, you know, Jerron and Jonathan and the guys that have been there and experienced this. That's the other thing. Guys that have gone through the tough times get a chance to talk to the guys that are new there. Plus other guys like Bobby, you come from a team that's experienced success, and you share that with the young guys. And then the young guys are held accountable. Coach Gibbs, in the 6 years I played for him, I saw him walk through our locker room 5 times. The locker room belonged to the players. It's our locker room. It was ours to be able to take care and manage. It was our house. And Coach respected it enough so that he let us do our job together as a team. And then he led us in the direction we needed to go. And I think Dan's done exactly the same thing. He has a great understanding. Plus, I mean, it's historic what we're seeing in professional football today, not only with Dan Campbell, but Dan Quinn and around the league. Everybody going for it on fourth down. We never really talked much about fourth down when I was playing. We had third and short and maybe a fourth one or two, but now – you know, your third and shorts and your fourth and fours are exactly the same thing. You have to find that play that you can execute. And Jaden, the thing that he's, you know, we've twice in the last 2 games, critical moments, he's got the ball in his hand and he picks up, he needs 4, he gets 5. He needs 3, he needs 3, he gets 4. They trust him completely. And what I was really pleased with against Detroit was our running game came about. And he wasn't just the runner. You know, B-Rob was really running hard and running well. And, of course, you know, Austin's, you know, speaks for himself as far as his abilities go, making plays. I mean, everybody's contributing to this football team. Whether you're in for one play or you're playing for 30. Doesn't matter. Everybody's contributing.
By the way, 27 of 33 on fourth down this year. 81%. Yeah. Absolutely astounding.
Doesn't include that 12 men on the field against Detroit, by
That's
the way.
That's true.
One more conversion, yeah.
5 of 7 touchdowns in the playoffs so far for this offense after they converted a fourth down. Just to kind of give you an idea of how massive those decisions by Quinn and the execution by the players have been. Joe Theismann, the legendary former MVP and Super Bowl champ, is with us on G&D. Joe, I want to double-click on something you said. You talked about this, it just doesn't happen, this kind of run, which is so true and poetic. But I want you to, if you would, speak to this. We've had a couple of people already call in. I've seen people on social media saying, whatever happens, you know, they'll be back here next year. It's just the beginning. Daniels is getting better. They're going to spend $100 million. And my point is, whoa. Nothing's given after this. Seize the day here. Go get this thing.
Absolutely, 100%. And you know, let's use the San Francisco 49ers as an example. They've been to what? How many Super Bowls in the last couple of years? Very talented football team. But now all of a sudden you lose Christian McCaffrey. You lose an offensive lineman. You know, Trent Williams goes down for a while. The biggest thing in our game is how healthy are you when you get to crunch time? And we've been very blessed and lucky at this point. We've had a lot of guys start. We've had guys step up, but they've been able to practice so that they can put in different types of offense and defense, and they've been able to play and execute. I think, call it luck, call whatever you want. That's one of the things that I think has contributed to our success is we've had the guys on the field to be able to execute and do the things that they need to do. And so to me, you know, that's as big a part of anything is if we stay healthy, if we can stay healthy through another year and, you know, key guys can continue to play, then yeah, we have a chance to be extremely competitive. But we've seen it too often in this division and in other divisions. You can go from last to first in a heartbeat. All somebody has to do is you get key injuries and all of a sudden it changes your dynamic for your football team and what you're able to accomplish.
Joe, this is a treat. It's fun to talk about a team going to the NFC Championship game with you. This is always a blast, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Can I say one thing?
Of
go
course.
Irish. Go Irish.
Oh, that's right.
Tonight is, we're in Atlanta.
You're double dipping.
My wife and I are getting ready to go to the game here this evening. Notre Dame, Ohio State. Notre Dame wins. I will have had myself one heck of a week, I got to tell you.
Are you, what are your plans? You got to be on the sideline pregame or something? You're doing the, just a fan or are you a dignitary?
I am a fan. I am a fan and a very proud fan of a lot of people that are here to cheer on the Irish.
Well, that's a College Football Hall of Famer, Danny.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Put some respect on that man's name.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to you. I shouldn't say we. I don't know what Danny's doing. I am rooting for you tonight, Joe. I will say that.
Thank you.
I don't need Ohio Danny, State got, beating
have I,
Notre
have
Dame.
Have I got a commitment from you?
Oh, 100%.
From you, Danny?
I've had enough of Ohio State, man. You can just Notre Dame can just pretend they're Michigan, and then they'll have a great shot.
I also think Marcus Freeman is one of the coolest dudes on the planet.
Easy to root for sure.
Like, if I could play golf with three people right now, form a foursome, he might make the cut. I love that guy.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'll tell him.
Please do. Joe Theismann.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
G&D here on the Fan. Our guy and a legend.
They're pretty good January for Joe Theismann, by the way.
Right.
How about that?
How about his couple of days?
Alma mater going for a natty? Yeah.
Not bad. Tress Wade joins us next, the longest tenured member of that locker room. I texted Tress after the game. I said, holy S. He responded. He texted me back, holy S. And then I texted him back, dude, you're going to not get to punt in an NFC championship game, which I thought was funny.
That's a good thing.
And he just laughed. But he will get to hold in an NFC championship game.
He's a holder.
Commanders holder, Tress Way next.